This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's start the conversation and welcome on the line, firstly, Veli Lemnyandu. Putiza, good evening.
Good evening, Putiza, and also to Capricorn FM listeners.
And thank you very much for making this time to talk to us. We appreciate your time. Let's start, Velile, with, before we speak on Safja matters, the election unopposed of CAF President Patrice Motsepe. Your take on that? I mean, I know you've spoken openly about that, one of those who has been following it quite closely. You know, I think from as early as early this week, it was almost evident that Patrice will be taking over.
No, thanks, Butiza. And then that's true. And you know, the narrative that's been pushed, especially now on the continent. And as much as I understand that, look, ideally, when it comes to elections, you want to go to the last day and you want to see a candidate being voted in and beating the other candidates. But I think what we must also not take away is that the campaigning team of Dr. Patrice Motsepe had done their job. And I think the master stroke for me was having a part of this campaign team coming from West Africa. Because what Amaju Pinnick, the president of Nigerian Football Federation, and in fact, I think what you can do here is just to look at the numbers. And you look at how those numbers were, the landslide of not just Patrice Motsepe, but those who were behind him. If for instance you can just look at the numbers of Amaju Pinnick getting 43 votes, and you look at the numbers of Maclean Letshwete getting 31 votes and Letshwete getting 30 votes, and you then go to I think it's Waberi got 40 votes. And Waberi is the one who's going to be the third vice president from Djibouti, and his counterpart got only 12 votes. Then you start to look at how many votes Patrice had, you know, because this was part of his slate, you know. So it tells that the numbers that were spoken about by Amaju Pinnick and his camp of 35 to 40 votes, those rates were true. And what also people are not saying. Because Motsepe is now being said to have been an Infantino candidate. But the initial candidate for Infantino, from what we understand, was Yaya. You know, Ahmed Yaya. But it was it was only until Infantino came into the country, in fact, to the continent, and started in Mauritania. And then he got the vibes on the ground that, your candidate might not make it. And beware of getting to the elections, and you see a new CAF president who is not actually your anointed leader. You know, if you remember that week, there was going to be a COSAFA AGM on a Saturday. The COSAFA AGM had to be changed to a Sunday so that Infantino could come. You know, so there's a lot of things that have happened behind the scenes. Yes, you know, Putiza, in any kind of leadership, sometimes it's not advisable, or it's not something that occurs well when you have a leader being appointed unopposed or elected unopposed. You know, you want to see contestation. But sometimes there are just some things that we really need to know.
Absolutely. Well, in any case, we'll see how the story unfolds, and he looks like a man with a master plan. I think at some time we will dedicate enough time to have a conversation about this. But would you say, Velile, from a journalist perspective, is this Motsepe's election, is it good for the continent?
Certainly. I think for me, what is happening now is that African football needed a fresh face. It needed a new face, a face that is not tainted by footballing matters from before. And I think here we've got that kind of a situation. You know, I think with Motsepe, he comes with no baggage. If you look at the other candidates that were up against, two of them, Ahmed Yaya and also Augustine Songo, they were not even elected in the previous executive committee. They were co-opted. you know, and that's going to be the situation again now. But they were part of that executive, and that's the executive that has failed African football for the last 4 years. You look at Jacques Anouma. Jacques Anouma, he comes from the old CAF Executive Committee and also the FIFA Executive Committee of Sepp Blatter as well. He also has his own baggage as well. Yes, maybe you can say he was an exemplary leader, but the problem is that he comes with that baggage as well. So African football is also suffering a lot financially, you know, and African football doesn't have a good relations with the business in Africa. Because now, before you go the Anglophone route to the Britain, to some of the Western countries, or even the Francophone route to go to France, you first have to start here on the continent. There's big business here on the continent, you know, but there's never that relationship, you know. So, and it's suffering a lot in that space. But mainly, when it comes to corporate governance, when it comes to all these things. So you needed a new face, and Motsepe is that face. And you can say whatever you say, that he doesn't come from a background of having led a football association. But you cannot take away the fact that for the past 18 years, he's been running a football team that is one of the strongholds now.
That is a powerhouse in African football, an 100%. Absolute powerhouse indeed. Velile, and as I said, that, well, the reason we called you in is to talk about the challenges that journalists are facing. And I think you and I had that brief conversation on our sister station, Power 98.7, about a week or so back on that matter. What are the challenges that you are facing as journalists in this regard, in terms of the return to stadiums? Where do you stand at the moment as journalists in terms of attendance at stadium?
No, thanks so much, Putiza. And I think this discussion comes at a very good time, at a time when we seem to be finding each other with the PSL. And sometimes we have to thank some of these things that happen, even out of 10, you know. And I'm glad, I think I should say this, that the discussion that we're having now on Capricorn FM is not as a result of Twitter interactions earlier this morning between SAFJA members and the senior members in the industry, and also that led to even an exchange with a high-ranking PSL official. You know, it's a discussion that you and your team had planned prior. You know,
prior to this, yeah, absolutely,
yes. What I can tell you is that we've been engaging the PSL since October last year, just before the commencement of the new season, and the interaction came as a result of waiting for the new season to start, because during the bubble, there are things that we had noticed, and the PSL communication office felt that because at that time I think we had just been down to level 2 or 3 at that time, that they felt that they needed to start a way of returning football journalists to the stadium, and this is when we started. They invited not only SAFJA, they invited senior journalists and they invited editors to come to press conferences. In fact, to this meeting that was to plan for the new season, and they were presenting some good ideas. And part of these ideas was a staggering approach of, let's say, at Peter Mokaba Stadium, because it's a big venue, you can have maybe 20 journalists, you know, coming from different media houses. But if you're at the old Peter Mokaba Stadium, which is a smaller venue, you can maybe have less than 10, you know, but still ensuring that each media house is represented. And also all the protocols of the COVID-19 observed. And we're discussing all these things. This was just a week before the new season started. Then, from that meeting, they went to the PSL Exco. Yes. And from what I understand, the PSL Exco objected to that proposal coming from the communication office. And then a few weeks later, I think when the country was downgraded, I think it was 11-1 if I can't remember, around November. Mm. We then wrote a letter, and this letter had even suggestions from SAFCHA members of what they proposed to do to make sure that they meet the PSL halfway. Some of these even included what I would call some of these included some members, for instance, they were even prepared to test, you know, to do a COVID-19 test to come to the stadium. The photographers were even proposing to shoot from the stands. And I can confirm to you that this is something that is already happening now when we are called by Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Sundowns.
When you're doing CAF games, yeah.
CAF games, yes. Mm. So ever since then, we've been waiting with for a meeting with the PSL since we sent that letter on the 20th of November. What I can tell you, between now and then, and I've been part of that, Kaizer Chiefs has invited us to three matches in the CAF Champions League. Three matches.
Mm.
A group of about 12 to 13 journalists who have been there, because they are empowered by the CAF regulations, which allow journalists to attend matches. From October, November, we've attended all the Bafana Bafana matches which have been played in the country, also due to the CAF regulations as well. And as I said, Chiefs and Sundowns have done that. Between then and now, we've also been invited to press conferences, to media open days, to training sessions by some PSL clubs. And remember, this is also as a result of, in the regulations, the COVID-19 regulations, which were gazetted by government, which have allowed journalists to return to match venues as early as October and November. So the struggle has just been attending PSL matches between now and then.
So as we stand, Velile, so where do we stand? Like, is it a conversation that you're having with the PSL, you know, to try and get back into soccer matches, or are you still at loggerheads?
I would say before today we've had that challenge, and but I can also say that especially with the PSL communication office, we've been communicating, and I know that they've been trying their best to try and set up a meeting between us and the leadership at the PSL. And you know, I have to give it to them that they've been trying. But sometimes, you know, because Puteza, you've seen this, colleagues have been losing jobs, and those who are freelancers, they don't get calls because you can't get a call when you can't get to the stadium. You know, so which has been something very difficult. So it's hitting the livelihoods of the colleagues, because sometimes you have to know the PSL matches. You must think about the Great Africa Championship, you know, which 90% of that football is not even on TV, you know. So it means that there was a group of journalists who relied, and who were also freelancers, who relied on getting content out of those games. So those guys now, they can't get anything, because those games are not even on TV. You can't even attend training sessions, you can't even attend the game. So it means there's just no opportunities of working around that. But what I can tell you is that the PSL Communication Office, they've been trying to assist. And there's been a bit of impatience from us as well, because between now and November, we've not managed to get an EA of the league in terms of having a meeting so that we can have the next step in solutions. But I can tell you that the guys there in the PSL Communication Office, I think they are getting somewhere. The kind of communication that I'm getting, especially today, is that we could be seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. And I think the people from the PSL Communication Office and the stakeholder relations area as well, they are trying to do something around it. And I'm hoping that in the next few weeks, because There's this week coming, and then the following week is the international week. I'm hoping that after the international week, we would have seen some light at the end of the tunnel around this thing.
Fantastic stuff, Velile. Thank you very much for making time. Appreciate it. And hopefully things will get better. And I love the fact that you mentioned about freelancers and how this affects a lot of journalists and affects their pockets, because we tend to forget that that's what people do for a living. But thank you for clarifying that and making time to speak to us. We appreciate it. That's Velile Mnyandu talking to us on behalf of the South African Football Journalists Association.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.